Welcome to the Space Show, David.
Thank you.
When I was a child, there used to be a lot of science fiction stories around, and one of the envisioned dangers of going into space was being hit by meteors and having your craft smashed. When we launched satellites, what did the danger actually prove to be?
Oh, the dangers are nothing like you saw in the old days science fiction movies where you have fields of great chunks of rock flying through space. It's nothing like that at all. It's much more benign than that. As you know, we have satellites up there that remain comfortable and safe for many, many years until the end of their life. And so they are all hit by tiny little meteorites, but none of these big fist-sized chunks of rock.
As far as we know, have any satellites actually been destroyed by meteorites?
Destroyed, no. Disabled, yes. There have been a number of suspected cases, and in two cases in the 90s, there have been two satellites, one European and the other Japanese, that are known to have been disabled by meteor impacts. So in both cases, the obvious damage was microscopic, so there was no obvious damage, but in fact the spacecraft was unable to do its mission.
We might just backtrack on that and say, okay, well, what are micrometeorites and where do they come from?
Micrometeorites is a relative term. We're talking about very tiny meteors, as small as a grain of sand. Actually, a grain of sand is a very big meteorite because of their speeds. There are two places that they come from. There's the sporadic meteors, and they come from bodies that were part of the origin of the solar system. They move in prograde orbits, where they sort of orbit the sun the same direction as all the planets do. And they're around all the time. The other population, the ones that we're concerned with, especially this year, are the meteoroids that come from comets. These are called the shower meteors because we know them, because every year we have a meteor shower. And those are a much more fast-moving set of meteors because they can come into the inner solar system from any direction, so we can hit them head-on, for example. So in the case of the Leonid meteors coming up this year, the velocities will be about 71 kilometers a second, which is very fast indeed.
You mentioned that you're using meteor showers to assess the risk. Are insurers interested in this information?
Yes, they are, of course. They take a somewhat more legal or practical view of this. In other words, they are insuring a spacecraft, and they want to know whether or not the spacecraft owners and operators who have insured their spacecraft have taken reasonable and prudent measures to deal with the meteor showers. There are a number of things that you can do to protect your spacecraft, although not many.
What are some of these things?
You could, for example, reorient the spacecraft so that the least vulnerable parts of the spacecraft were going to get hit. You could power down non-critical subsystems. You could, and one thing they will all do, I think, is avoid commanding the spacecraft or reprogramming the spacecraft or any sort of changes like that during the shower itself or during the storm anyway. In some cases, they could... if not power down subsystems, just make sure they're in a wait or safe state. In some cases, they can't do that because the mission that they're being asked to fulfill requires them to be up and operating all the time, and those people just have to grit their teeth and bear it.
Things like communication satellites.
Yeah, quite right.
And when are the next big meteor showers that spacecraft operators should be concerned about?
November 17th, 1998. Okay, and the next big one after that will be November 18th, 1999, and they're both from the Leonid meteors.
And is it worthwhile people going out on those nights and looking for more meteors than usual?
Absolutely. It should be a terrific visual show to the people on the ground if they're at the right part of the Earth. And by the right part of the Earth, we're actually talking about central and western Australia. Is a good place. Most of the time, if you have a good dark night and a clear sky, you'll see 10 or 15 meteors per hour. Shooting stars per hour. Coming up in November of this year, on that night, for about an hour at the peak of the storm, you will see anywhere from 400 to 10,000 meteors per hour. So it's going to be quite a visual show.
Well, we'll give you later in the show, folks, the direction to look and to see this meteor shower. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show, David.
Okay, thank you very much.